Good morning. There's a buzz in the air because it's National Pollinator Week. We mostly think of bees when it comes to moving pollen from one plant to another, but there are a lot of other pollinators.
There are.
That's Veronica Hinkey, the public affairs officer for the Madewan National Tall Grass Prairie, which is home to quite a variety of pollinators, including some you may not think of.
Caterpillars, flies. Even though we always think in terms of those pesky flies, they can be very beneficial to the environment.
Oh, and those beautiful monarch butterflies.
If you want to see monarchs, Madewan National Tall Grass Prairie is a great place to go.
And if there's any doubt about how important pollinators are?
The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that one in every three bites of food that we take is dependent on pollinators.
Getting to Madewan is pretty easy from anywhere in the Chicago area. It's about 15 minutes south of Joliet, and the focus is on returning the land to its natural state, prairie.
There at one time was so much prairie in Illinois that Illinois became known as the prairie state. Now, less than 0.0001% of that original prairie remains.
Madewan has a bunch of programs for the public during this special week and beyond. Search Madewan, that's Midewin, and you'll find all the details. And for more information about our important friends, the pollinators, and a very cool poster kids will like, go to pollinator.org. It was a much quieter day at the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, with corn 4 cents higher to 9 cents lower, beans added between 6 and 19 cents a bushel, and wheat was down about 6 cents. Pork had another sell-off, with lean hogs down the $3 limit. Today's Farm to Your Belly feature, it is National Onion Ring Day. Any nominations for Best Onion Rings in Chicago? It's also National Chocolate Eclair Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.